Well, nobody else around here knows the number of your house headed, and you say, you just go down that road, it's the big house, and it's lots of.
It's different now, it's number, what is it, 32?
I guess, I didn't really notice, we just looked for a big house with windows. Yeah.
Don't care, or is it 12? I don't even know.
They go out the front door someday.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So this was the Hudson Bay ground, eh?
Yeah.
All of this?
Yeah.
The buildings that belong to it too, those whole buildings.
They're all along the riverbank, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Not too far, there was nothing back here really.
So how far back do you remember, like, how many years?
Since 1940.
Oh, that's how far I remember, okay.
Yeah. That's when I came back from school.
Okay.
1940.
I came to Michigan in 1956. I mean, that I remember what it is, but I was here in 1942. 42. I was at Michigan, but I didn't even been here before that. In 1956, then I came to see you.
Would you like a cup of tea? I made some.
Yes, you will, yeah. You turn it off?
I wasn't there because I was a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know how to write syllabics.
Oh, okay.
That's the one thing I taught myself to do when I came back from school. To learn to speak Muski.
Yeah.
And read it and write it. And I used to go around seeing the elders. I never went to school to do that.
Yeah, you're going to see the elders.
Yeah.
And the good teachers of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went to that, what was it? They were trying to study different way of writing syllabics, you know, those symbols,
mm-hmm.
in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we were working on that. Mm-hmm. You were there too,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I never went back to that, just went once.
Oh. It hasn't been for a while now, we haven't gone back, I guess, because they were run short of funding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. One time here, about 2 weeks ago, we had during that National Addiction Week,
mm-hmm.
they had a gospel night down here. And my sister teaches Korean school, mm-hmm. and she had her class, they were singing This Land Is My Land in Cree.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The others go okay?
Yeah, uh-huh. Sounds good, yeah.
Great.
They were singing that.
It should be in Cree.
Yeah, they were singing it in Cree. And you then like they were that. Singing yeah. Jesus Loves Me in Cree
yeah.
too.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That This Land Is My Land was created by the Europeans, eh?
Yeah.
And then now it's in Creed. It's
fitting. It was written by Woody Guthrie.
Yeah.
Woody Guthrie lived during the Depression.
Uh-huh.
He wandered around the United States. He was a musician.
Uh-huh.
And he helped organize trade unions, labor unions.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good guy. He would have been sympathetic to Cree people and the problems that they've had. He would have appreciated the song being sung in Cree. He would have liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, you know, it would be nice to translate that song in the Cree language or any other language.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have it. They were singing it. This land is my land.
Did they change the words? Did they say from Fort Albany to Attawapiskat?
Uh-huh. It's just a little bit, yeah. The L and the N, yeah.
Okay.
L and the, it's just the L and the Musaki is the L.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You say Mula.
Mm-hmm.
Up there they say Muna.
Right on,
yeah.
Right on. That doesn't matter at all, you know. It's
no, it doesn't matter. Everybody understands.
The way you grow up, you could use that.
Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what matters most. Now I was going to tell you what I do. I have comic stories, from the people that I know, and their legends.
Uh-huh.
I collect them, sometimes I take a quarter, sometimes